want to talk about is Game of Thrones, and my mom loves her cat, her garage, and I think it's weird.
It's not that weird. That voice like, you just heard was Gabba Gabba Haley.
Yes, it is. I'm here.
I'm Eddie Fraud, and I'm fixing a Bissell Pro Heat like carpet cleaner thing.
Oh. And I'm TJ Fadehawk. Cactus Chris is not here.
Is he not coming again tonight? Or is he just going to show up in the middle like a fucking thief in the night?
I'm guessing he's not going to show up at all, but you never know. He's a wild card sometimes.
He could.
What happened? We don't even have him. We don't even know. Dude, what the fuck? It's goddamn WrestleMania recap, and he's not even here.
Oh, yeah.
What a
dick. Can somebody recap? I don't know anything.
Yeah, we can't do a recap without him.
What the fuck?
I know.
Like, how the hell are we supposed to be fucking relevant if, like, our fucking wrestling guy isn't even here after the biggest night in wrestling?
I know. You know,
all I heard was that Shawn Michaels got fucking tackled at the Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, no,
like it was a fucking Bret crazy Hart. Person.
It was Bret Hart. That's what I meant. That's Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Yes, that happened.
I can't believe Bret Hart like was like at that thing. He fucking hates the WWE now.
No, they mended fences, built bridges together, and hugged it out.
There's the John Oliver. Last week's John Oliver was all about WWE.
That's what I heard. I haven't watched it yet.
It was pretty good, actually. It was just like, yeah. Hey, they all die at like 40. Like, it's not fucking cool.
Yeah, from CTE, amongst other things. Yeah.
CTE, fucking steroids, yeah.
Well, that was the, you know, Chris Benoit eye-opening moment.
Do you know that for the longest time I thought Chris Benoit's name was Chris Benoit?
Like Benoit Balt?
Like
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit-ver.
Oh, Chris Benoit.
I thought his name was Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
You
I always thought his name was... I always thought his name was like Benoit, like Benoit Balls.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no. Benoit. Benoit. Like Benoit, right?
Tris Benoit, yeah.
Tris Benoit.
Tris Benoit.
Cha-cha.
That'll be the episode name. It'll be our WrestleMania recap.
Yeah, and that's it. We're like, we don't know what the fuck's going on because Cactus fucking Chris is in here.
Yeah.
Cactus Chris.
The only match I really watched was the main event, and it was the three top women wrestlers, and it was great. It was a great main event. That's all I have to say.
They're getting better about women wrestling now, right? Like, they're treating it like a real thing.
Yeah. This was the first time that it's ever main evented WrestleMania that there's ever been, like...
Which is fucking awesome. Actually,
I think I could have been a female wrestler. Like, I really feel in my heart I could have done it.
Well,
I just like applied myself and like tanned more and like just drank more protein shakes and like had like shinier hair.
Yeah. Well, it's come a long way since like whenever
China?
I was. China was kind of the first one that like the first women's wrestler that I was actually like. Legit wrestler because she wrestled men most of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But then, they kind of dropped all the other women into like, bra and panties matches and ridiculous, like, obviously overly sexually.
I would be fine with that if the men also wore bra and panties.
It's only fair.
Yeah, like, honestly, then it'd be fine.
I think they did do that, actually.
I believe they did, yeah.
I kind of remember like a men's bra and panty match where the guys had to
and he's like, I vaguely remember being super turned on. And I can't Sorry, Eddie, I take it back.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to air your like deepest, darkest secrets about your sexuality there.
Hey, man.
Everybody's going to know eventually.
After our video gets released, they'll all know it. I mean,
they'll know. You know, it's true.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, TJ, are you a Game of Thrones watcher?
I am not, unfortunately.
Okay. That's fine. No judgment.
No, it's one of those shows that I really think I'd really get into. I just haven't, and that's it sucks. I just don't have the time.
It's an incredibly time-consuming show, but I think that all the people that haven't watched it yet are in like a perfect spot because you just like wait until what 8 weeks from now, and then just watch the whole thing. You'll have like the best experience ever. You'll be like, oh my god. Like, you don't have to wait for any in between.
Exactly. I mean, pretty much exactly.
Right? Like, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, you can just burn right through it. How many episodes are there seasons usually? Is it like...
There are only a couple episodes, but this season is 6 episodes, which is incredibly short, but like... Each episode is going to be at least an hour, but I think the majority of them are going to be an hour and a half, and I don't think that they have released it, you know, like the run times, but I am on an internet ban. Like, I don't do any internet for the week leading up to, because I don't want any.
That's a good idea.
Do you want to, like, put your predictions on, like, on record, Haley, and say, like, what you think is going to happen?
Sure. I mean, TJ, are you planning... to watch? I mean, TJ's planning on watching it, though, so I don't want to spoil anything.
No.
That's true. Here's
what I'm going to say about that.
Okay. There's 67 hours of show. Well, there's 67 episodes at this time.
Right. I'm going to say that if it's the new season, anything that's spoiled in past seasons is on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So you're open to, well, like, honestly, the names are pretty confusing and it gets a little convoluted anyway. So like anything we talk about at this point, probably like it's probably not going to ruin your watching experience.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not going to get upset about it. So
I'll do some vague ones. So, We want to do this, Eddie, right? So
I'll do my two. I want fucking credit for
Eddie has some. Yeah, you give yours because yours are really impressive, and I do think that they're correct, and I'd like you to put them on record.
All right, Tyrion Lannister. He's switched sides, and they're gonna find out real early.
Yep.
And he's gonna die like super soon. Like super soon. I think he's gonna die like first episode, good. Second episode.
That's like a perfect vague. That's perfect because you're not giving anything away. Yeah. What's your other one?
And then my other one is that the whole thing is gonna end with fucking Sam.
Sam. Yeah.
Writing the story down. He's gonna be like.
Yeah, and I fully agree with that prediction, and like you 100% said that like 4 years ago.
I said it
You called that 4 years ago, and I would like to actually a moment in the show where there was a line that I caught to validate your theory, if that makes any sense, which was when he was in the Citadel, and they, you know, and he said, what is this? And they said, oh, it's a history of Westeros, da 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 da. And he said, oh, what if something, like, we could use something a bit more poetic, which would be A Song of Ice and Fire, which is the whole freaking thing. And, So my predictions are, oh, what's that, Teej?
I was going to say, is the whole series just based on, like, the first book?
No.
No.
All the books that exist, and it surpassed the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Varying from the book, but from what I understand, they have to check in with George R.R. Martin to make sure they're not going too far off of the book. But like, it's not going to be a totally parallel thing. Like, it's there's some variation.
Right.
So my prediction is that Varys is a merman. Love it. Yep. I think it'll be the most fun thing that they ever did is just to have him be a merman. Also because he is the character I relate to the most as a bald man in robes. Like, I think I could be him for Halloween and it'd be perfect. They talk about him not liking fish pie, which is like a sexual innuendo, but I think it's because he's not a cannibal. And he talks about them not liking what they would see if they threw him into the ocean. And it is like one of the most cracked out fan theories out there. Obsessed with it. I think they're going to like just, I think everybody's like, are you kidding me? That's real. But I do, I'm going to stand by that Barry's the merman. My other one, I have so many, but I'm just going to pick two. I'm going to pick this one because I just really want this to happen. Even though it's like a little cheesy, but I'm like very much like looking forward to like the romantic things and like how could they do romance in it that would be like tragic but still really like fulfilling to the whole story. And I really do feel that Brienne of Tarth and Jaime end up together, and I think that Jaime sacrifices himself to save Brienne, and they have like a kiss. They kiss. I want them to kiss. I think they're going to kiss, and he's going to die in her arms, and it's going to be amazing. And those are my two predictions on like that's happening.
That's your Game of Thrones spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I mean, yeah, I could go on for like literally 6 hours, but I'm going to stop now.
Yeah. You'll explain all six episodes. And,
dude, yeah. she has gone on for 6 hours at a time.
Yeah, it's like not, it's not, it's like a problem, Teach. Like, I have never gone nerd, and like, I dipped a toe by marrying Eddie, and then, you know, in the basement of the old house, that was where we watched the first two seasons, and I go, Eddie, I don't want to watch this shit. It's like Dungeons and Dragons, and there's like, it's like Renaissance Fair, and he's like, no, like, everybody says it's like so good. Like, I was like, fine, like, put on one episode. We put on one episode. I'm not even kidding you. We stayed up all night. We ordered pizza from the Cove. We watched the whole first episode, like the whole first season.
Wow.
Like, I've never, and then I've just gone real deep. Really deep. But I haven't, I feel like this is our Who Shot JR. Like, this is like the dumb thing that like, it's a TV show, so like you can't take it that seriously, but everybody is. And like, everybody's like, not everybody, like I'd say half the people are like obsessed with it, and then like if you've watched some, you've seen it all, which I think goes to how good it is. Like if there's, you never talk to somebody and they're like, oh, I have only watched the first couple and I didn't finish it. It's like people are either like, oh, I've never seen a single episode, or they're like, I'm working on it, like I'm actively watching it right now, or they're like, oh hell yeah, I'm ready. Like,
right,
I think it's gonna be our Who Shot JR. I think in like, that's Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in like 10 years, everyone's like, do you remember when we all went insane for that show with dragons for a little while there? Like, that was weird.
Well, kind of like Lost.
Season finale of MASH. Yeah, Lost.
It's kind of like Lost. Like,
I think they've like learned stuff from that. I think they learned stuff from The Sopranos. I think they learned stuff from Lost because everybody fucking hated the end of Lost. Like, everybody
hated everybody so hated much the end of and Sopranos. Had all. Too. People were and they pissed were just, about Sopranos.
Yeah. There's and only, it was just like Lost. Yeah, go ahead.
There, I was going to say, usually the end of TV shows people hate. And, there's lots of times they don't do it right. You know what I mean? Like it.
Yeah.
What would you say is the best ending, TJ?
Oh, Samurai Jack.
Really? Yeah. I've never even seen that show.
I haven't seen the end of it.
Oh, dude. It's the saddest, but makes the most sense ending. It's to me it's perfect. There were so many people online that were pissed off about it.
But
the like,
what was the end of it? Spoiler alert. Show's been out for like 20 years.
No, this is because they did the last season 10 years after the last episode before it got canceled.
Oh, wait, did it get canceled and they never finished it and then they redid it?
Yeah. They actually did it on final season. So, spoiler alert for Samurai Jack, if you've never seen the ending. Throughout the last season of Samurai Jack, he attacked and he killed like a handful of assassins that were dubbed the Daughters of Aku.
And okay, was one of them his daughter?
Yeah. No, one of them was... he let one of them survive. Aku is this giant wizard shape-shifting monster that kind of ruins the world, basically.
Okay.
The way to put it.
And he's Samurai, the big bad guy. He's like
he's the big bad guy. If
Samurai Jack's Jesus, that's the devil.
Yeah. The whole story of Samurai Jack is he goes to kill Aku, this demon. As soon as he's about to kill him in his time, Aku sends him into the future. So the whole series is Samurai Jack trying to get back to the past to undo the evil that is Aku. Well,
okay.
So the last season takes place, I think they said 20 years after he's originally thrown into the future. And because he's a man out of time, he hasn't aged at all. And there's a whole lot of time. I'll get into that in a second. But in this last season, he's being hunted by the daughters of Aku who are trying to kill him. Well, he ends up actually killing them, killing all but one of them. And in the original series, he didn't kill anybody. Like, he was opposed to killing. But the whole last season is when he became a guy who kills people and his redemption to get back to the original way he was, like the pure Samurai Jack guy. And the last episode is you see a bunch of characters from earlier in the show, like this giant army going against Aku. And what's her name? The daughter of Aku that he let survive. They kind of got into a romance. So like,
okay,
they're in love and all that stuff. And whoa, bumped my mic. So they're in love. She figures out she has the powers of Aku. So she figures out she can actually send him back in time. Send Jack back in time and go back with him. So they go back in time and they kill Aku. Well, they're getting in their like wedding and they're getting ready to get married. And she starts to feel sick. And they're about to get married. He's standing at the altar. She's walking down the aisle. And she just disappears.
And no! That's when,
in his mind, he plays it back. He's like, oh, she's from a future that doesn't exist anymore. It's the saddest but most perfect ending. Because he did what he was supposed to do, but totally, you know.
He's fucking Marty McFlyder.
Basically, yeah.
He's totally Marty McFlyder.
Yeah. You should see the end of so good.
Did you see the end of Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah, that's also a really good ending.
That was one of the saddest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. Most perfect, but sad.
Yeah. That's what reminded me of that a lot.
See, that's the thing. Like,
sorry, I have to wash my hands.
The best series end like that, where like want it to happen.
The match ending really fucked me up when I was a kid.
Oh,
the
really?
Mash finale.
What happened in the match finale?
It was like they were like leaving.
Oh, it was the baby and the chicken. The baby and the chicken.
Oh yeah.
He basically had PTSD.
Yeah.
And he kept like going like it was a baby because like the lady suffocated her baby so that they didn't get caught by the North Koreans.
Was that the last episode? Or was that one of the last episodes?
That was the last one. Okay. He's like telling the story and he keeps going, she killed the chicken. And he goes, that was a baby.
Oh, right.
They freaked out. I used to love MASH. I used to watch that all the time. It was like definitely like one of those like rerun shows that was like on like whenever I was like watching TV.
Yeah. I used to watch it too. It was on every day at the same time. And I'd watch it with like Yeah.
Right. I'm going to mute myself real fast because I'm gonna see if I like actually fix something for once in my life.
Cool.
Is my mic still clicking, Haley?
Yeah, I hear clicking, but I don't know like what it is. I don't know if it's me or...
It might be me,
It's just like, it sounds like.
That might have been me because I bumped my mic and it has like a bad connection. I need to get a new mic cable. I keep forgetting to grab one.
It doesn't bother me. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me.
Yeah, it was probably me.
I'm trying to think of like finales that were really like good that I like actually care. Like none of them really. Oh, clicking stopped. So I don't know if it's Eddie.
It might have been me.
Oh.
Oh, or not.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I don't know. Like, and I don't think, I guess it depends on, like, if you want to be, like, satisfied at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Or if that doesn't, like, matter to you. You know what I mean? And I always don't really care. Like,
right.
I'm good just to sort of watch the show. And even if it's like, oh, okay. Like, it's going to end anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
Clicking back. Oh.
Yeah, I just unmuted my mic. It might be me.
It's going in and out, but it's fine. I'll get over it. I don't know. Did you do anything fun this week, Keach?
I don't know. Not that I can think of. I mean, yeah, no, not that I can think of. I haven't really listened to a lot of podcasts either, which is sad.
No, me neither. I was thinking the same thing. I mean, I'm on an internet ban, so I mean, like, I go on like eBay.
You're
so
on
that's,
an
like,
internet.
What I can do.
Why are you on an internet ban?
Yeah, because I don't want any spoilers for Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's right, right, right. We covered that.
You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like it sneaks out. Like, you could be just minding your own business, and then like something pops up, and the next thing you know, whole watching experience is ruined.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's true, right?
Yeah. What was this?
I'm having some of that coffee I told you about, Keith.
Oh yeah. I need to get myself a grinder.
Yeah, you do.
That's what I've been reading.
They're like $5. They're like $5 on Amazon.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're super cheap. UVA won the March Madness. They lost the first. They were a number one seed that lost. They were the first number one seed to ever lose to a 16 seed last year, and then they came back and won it this year. Hmm. But they really shouldn't have. Texas Tech should have won it. It was like a really close game. Apparently, it was like an amazing game. I didn't watch it, but everybody said it was amazing.
Yeah, I've never.
Interesting.
I did that bracket thing, you know, a couple years ago, but I had nothing to base it on. I was just like, I don't know, this is funny. You know.
Yeah.
How did you do?
I think I failed out real fast.
I did very poorly on a bracket that I did one time.
Yeah.
Very poorly.
I got last. My one bracket that I did a coin flip bracket where I just coin flip shit.
Yeah.
And I got last place out of 1,200 brackets, which is pretty fucking impressive, I think. I think that's just as impressive as, and it's just as impressive as winning.
Yeah. You should have got a prize for that.
That is, yeah.
I get a free entry into next year's pool.
It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, grinder.
Oh, you're at a very dangerous. You're at a very
sometimes
dangerous.
That was yeah. I was looking at a coffee grinder. I was like, oh, a grinder. Like, I should probably put a grinder and grinder.
Like, how are you spelling that, DJ? How are you spelling that?
You're gonna lose some vibes out.
G R R.
I feel like you could probably meet some really nice guys on Grindr.
Probably. If I was into guys, that'd probably be the place to go.
Is there any, like, expos coming up that we could all go to? Like a home builder or, like, a farm show or, like an outdoor program? I, like, want to go to, like, a giant conference area and walk around and get free pens.
Yeah. You know what? I've always wanted to go to a Penn conference.
That would
be amazing. I'm going to look it up right
now. Yeah, because I legit love Penns. Like, that's not a joke. Like, I love, like, V2s and V5s and, like,
Penn convention?
Well, there's really nothing like
a Penn convention. Yeah.
The 2019 Philly Penn Show.
What?
This is
the Philadelphia Penn Show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is it the downtown? Oh, the Philadelphia 201, formerly the Sheraton. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January. It's in January. Oh, my God. We have to go next year.
Okay, yeah. I'm down. I'm 1,000% down.
You want to come? All right. Yeah, let's do it. Any closer.
Wait, Haley, look up when the, since you're on the internet, when's the, I think it's already done, the classic guitar thing that we went to that one year?
Oh, Queen Bee? Let me look, I'll get right on that for you. That would be good. That's just,
the one,
that's just,
I never heard about the one me and Hero went to, like, a couple years ago.
We went to that. We went to that separately from you guys.
Yeah.
Like a couple years later, and there was a cat show like in the next convention center. So we went to a cat show and a classic guitar. It was great.
July 13th and 14th, Great American Guitar Show, Summer Philly. We could still go.
What day?
July 13th and 14th. I think that's right after we get back from Colorado.
July, I could do that.
I'm putting June, it in the calendar. I'm putting it in the calendar right now.
I could probably make that happen.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, yeah, we'll be back.
Just bring your kid, dude. Fucking put your kid in the backpack.
You can totally bring him. We don't care.
I think about it. It's not a bad idea.
You probably get like free entrance. Like, how shitty would that be if they charged like an entrance fee for like a person in a backpack?
If you bring something to sell, isn't it cheaper?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if you bring a guitar, they let you in for free, I guess, if I remember correctly.
In the calendar.
Yeah.
I still want to go to a Penn convention.
That'd be fun.
I'm gonna bring that bass that folds up into like that little tiny bag that I bought for like $100.
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking
about?
I
remember you talking about it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
No, I brought it on stage. Remember, it was like the one that you like screw in the little wire to. And it's just like you know it if you saw it.
Probably.
It was just like a little It was the day I got that grabber. I was like, oh, I got like a new guitar, and I made a big deal out of it. And then I had that like shitty little travel bass. It was great.
I don't remember, but that's
I don't know where the hell that is actually.
What, the grabber bass or the bag bass?
No, I know the grabber bass is the bag bass, the little tiny travel bass.
I was just thinking I should get like a little tiny like a silent acoustic guitar for down here for me to play, but I don't know. I already have enough guitars, so
I'm checking the PA conventions, and there's something that's called Personal Injury Potpourri 21st Annual, and I think that means, like, potpourri is in a bunch of different things, but I thought it was a potpourri convention. I was like, you guys, found it.
Done.
African American History and Culture Showcase.
Do you guys know about, did I ever tell you my story about when I went to a African American, when I went to Black Quiz Bowl, like, Black History
Quiz
Bowl.
Yeah, we talked about that before, no. But I don't know if we talked about that on here.
Yeah, I haven't heard that story.
So me and my like super nerdy, obviously white friend. I don't know if it's obvious or not, but like we were super nerds and we were in school in Kentucky, and we tried to be in as many clubs as we could to get our picture. Like, you know what I mean? We're like, we're gonna be in a bunch of clubs, we have a bunch of pictures in the yearbook, and we achieved that goal. We were in like, I think like almost 30 clubs out of probably like 40. Yeah, we did pretty good. But we were in Black History Club, right? And there was like us and probably like four black kids. And that was it.
Yeah.
And the guy that was like the, I don't know, what do you call him? The person like the, not the chaperone, but like the faculty advisor.
Moderator.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
was like this cool, like fresh out of college, like first teaching job, black dude who had, you know what I mean? He was like super buff, and he was like my football coach. and he had like the brand, you know what I mean? He had like the brand of his fraternity on his arm. He was like super cool fit, like black dude, right? Just cool. Yeah. Like he was fucking cool. Everybody thought he was cool. And he was like the faculty advisor because I think he was like one of the few black teachers at the school. So we go and like the first, we go to like this one, like it's like us and like three other kids and we go to like a quiz bowl, like Black History quiz bowl in Kentucky. And like me and him get the little book and we memorize it because we're fucking nerds. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's our fucking wheelhouse. And we fucking crush. We fucking win first place. At this like little, it was like us and like the couple of schools that were around us. But like when I say schools, it was like Hopkinsville, Kentucky. You know what I mean? Like the Duke, like you know what I mean? It was like fucking like all white. It was like maybe one kid that would show up, and we crushed him. And then we qualified for states, right? But all the black kids dropped out, so it was me and another kid who was like very much into like X-Men and Star Wars, and this cool fucking black dude. he goes, hey, you guys like made state, but do you really want to go? And we're like, yeah, we want to fucking go. And it was, and it's like teams of four, and there's only two of us. He's like, well, there's only two of you guys. He goes, we got it. And he's like, oh no, please, God, no. And so he takes us on this like overnight trip to like I don't know, like Louisville or something like that. And it's me and this nerdy white kid in like a sea of all black kids. And we're in the quiz, and there's like all kinds of events. There's like African like dance. There's like cultural things. There was like cooking. There was like all kinds of different events, and it was quiz bowl, and we were in the quiz bowl. And he was just like, and it was like all his college friends were there, and he knew all these people there. And he's just like, they're like, oh, where's your team? And he's just like pointing to two fucking white kids just walking around, and like him like was like, oh God, it was so fucking embarrassing for him. And we got like, I think we got fourth place. We got right out of like medal thing. But me and another kid, we out of like all the entire state.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool. That was my, and then I found $20 story today. It's fucking fantastic. I just like, now looking back, like I had no idea, but looking back like that, it was so embarrassing for that guy.
Well,
just destroyed,
I mean,
destroyed his day.
He should have been like, you know, pumped about it. Got two white kids to learn about African history.
Yeah. But I mean, like we were like socially awkward, fucking chubby, just losers. I had like probably either JNCOs or Bugle Boy jeans on. You know what I mean? We're just,
right.
We just weren't anything to be proud of.
he didn't get a trendsetter.
We knew who fucking made peanut butter in the goddamn stop sign. That's what we used for sure. Or traffic lights.
Oh, I love that.
Whoa.
I never got to go to anything like that. Like, I never did, like, a mass wheat type situation. Or
yeah.
You going to go get the dog? Yeah.
Yes. Big. Come.
You know, neither did I, but that was by choice.
Oh, dude, I went to all kinds of shit. I went to German festival. It was awesome.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, there was stuff I, you know.
Oh, he's a tick?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get a tick on my dog.
Uh-oh.
On his cheek. His cheek.
Ah, that's rough.
Is it big?
No, it's little, but like I want to get it out, and I was trying not to talk about it. Ugh.
Huh.
Where's it at?
On the other side. He has two cheeks. What if it was his butt? I was just calling his cheek.
I see it.
Isn't that gross? I hate them. You know, burn it or flush it down the toilet?
Yeah, burn it and flush it down the toilet.
Do both. Ugh. Did you get it? This is disgusting.
That's what my mom used to do. She used to pull ticks off the dog, wrap them up in a paper towel, and light the paper towel on fire.
Like, honestly, you have to. I'm, like, gagging, like, watching this happen. It's so gross.
Yeah.
You want me to hold him and part it so you can get it?
Yeah, I'm like a foot.
Here, give him to me. Sorry, TJ. This is really. He'll just cut this gross part out.
Nah, we'll leave it in. I'm looking at coffee grinders. I'm trying to, I'm too lazy to go and cut it out. I'm looking at coffee grinders.
Ew.
trying to decide if I want a hand grinder or if a, I want to get a one that, you know, electric one. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
You
want
to
get an electric one?
Do I?
Eddie says electric.
Yeah?
I think electric's the way to go, probably. I think hand is probably, like, a little bit too complicated.
It's too nerdy, is what you're saying.
Too hand, sure.
Like, I only hand grind my coffee.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
No, I like it, burp more. Sig is looking at me with such a, like, he's just like, what's happening? But I think he's happy that you're doing it. We found out that he has a thyroid condition. Did I tell you that last week?
Yeah, I think we covered that last week.
Okay, good. Just checking. Thyroid condition. He's got ticks. Our pet's heads are falling off. He's aggressively wagging his tail while Eddie's doing this.
He likes the pain.
I think he should let me hold him. Ew.
What kind of size of grinder do I need to get?
Basic size. Home use. Industrial.
Okay. Industrial. Because I want lots of fucking coffee.
I love coffee. Like, isn't it incredible?
It is. I love it so much. Like, you know, that's me and my boss bond over our love of coffee.
Oh, really?
My former boss, I should say. He's not my boss anymore. So.
Oh, what was your favorite type?
My favorite type of coffee?
Mm-hmm. Like, do you get real hipster about it?
I'm not. No, I guess a darker roast. I've been drinking a lot of Death Wish coffee lately, so. That's been
interesting.
Yeah, because it's dark, but it has, like, all the caffeine in the world. Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, it's great.
We recently started drinking, like, black coffee, or Eddie does. I sometimes do. Sometimes I still get a little cream in. And then you really notice, like, how different all the coffee tastes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I never even noticed that. Like, and it's so different what tastes good at, like, certain times of day. Like, when I wake up, I, like, totally... But I mean, obviously, I'm not, like, talking any fancy. It's, like, whatever I can get my hands on quick in the morning before work. But it's, like, I love Dunkin' Donuts brewed coffee. Like,
me, man, too.
That shit is delicious.
Me, too.
Not a big fan of Starbucks brewed coffee.
No, I don't like Starbucks coffee. I like Dunkin' Donuts. I've always drank my coffee black. Like...
Ooh, really? Always? Uh-huh.
Always. My grandmother drank it that way, and, like... I used to drink coffee with her when I was way too young and probably shouldn't have been drinking coffee.
How old were you when you had the first taste of sweet, sweet caffeine nectar?
Probably somewhere between 10 and 13, I want to say.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, 13 was definitely acceptable to have it. Like, I think 13 was when I was, like, allowed.
Yeah. Well,
there was definitely some people that thought that was too young, but, like, ran around.
Well, that was, I mean, I drank it black then, but
that's pretty baller.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, I went through a lot of phases where I was putting sugar and cream in it. And then, like, probably 7 or 8 years ago, I started drinking coffee again and just drank it black, straight up black.
Oh, so you, like, went through a phase where you didn't drink any?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Can you please flush it down the toilet and get a little antibiotic for this little boy? Oh my God, Sid, you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. I always drink it with cream. I haven't drank it with sugar for, like, a long, long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, going black was, like, kind of like we had to work up to it. I'm pretty impressed that you could just do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how you've always drank it.
Well, yeah, I got used to it, too. So it's like...
Now it tastes gross. If you put crap in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't drink it. Like, I can't drink soda because it's just too sweet for me now.
And I agree 100%. So I don't drink any sweetened anything. And when I do, it's, like, disgusting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Ugh, like, I feel like it's, like, coating my teeth and, like, burning my throat. Like, do you get the burning sensation with soda?
Yeah. Yep.
It's like,
exactly what you're talking about.
And it's, like, even diet will get me.
Oh, yeah. I can't drink diet.
Sometimes
anyway,
worse.
Sick. But.
Really?
Yeah, I can't drink anything diet because it does weird stuff to me. Like, I can't handle sugars real well.
I think the only thing, like, I feel like soda has to be addictive. Like, it has to be, and I think that's the only, it's down here.
Well,
that's, like, the only reason people drink it, I think.
It's concentrated sugar. And, you know, sugar is an addictive thing.
Good boy, get this man a treat. I feel like, sorry. Okay, Operation Tick Removal is over.
Excellent.
He is done. Mice in like lab rat like lab things will choose sugar over cocaine.
Yeah.
And they're addicted to both cocaine and sugar. Like I'm very, you know, and through the many eating things that we have tried, we've done a lot of them that were like low carb, no sugar. And that stuff really stuck for me. Like I certainly love like a dessert, like a really nice, well prepared dessert that's not like super, super sweet. But, like, I have no interest in drinking sugar or just, like, eating it. Like, ugh, yuck. Like, you get over it.
I've faltered with candy, but I'm moving away from that again. So.
That's awesome. Well, candy's, like, different, right? Because it gets a little bit of that fat and, like, flavor in there. And then it's, like, oh, my God. Like, I love chocolate. But, like, I feel like that's all right. It's just that, like, slugging back like 2 liters, man, like it's fine. That's, like, to each his own. Everybody should be able to do their own thing, but man, it's like, it's just so crazy.
It is to me it is. I can't imagine doing that now. Like, I know when I was younger I did that, and like but now I can't even, like, if I drink liquor I drink it straight up now. I don't put it in I can't drink soda anymore.
Yeah, it's really good. That's like impressive. Mm-hmm. I definitely went through a phase where I was addicted to Diet Coke. Like I would wake up, like not even like I would wake up in the middle of the night and be like, shit, gotta get a Diet Coke. Like, and it wasn't that like long of a time period, but like it was like I would drink a ton of them. Like,
yeah.
So I understand how people get addicted, but it's just, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy.
Well, watching, like, you know, I live with 4 kids or whatever, and I'm making a priority that my son doesn't drink Soda Pop until he's much older, because I've seen the other 3 kids and how they devour that stuff, and it's not good.
Yeah, what are your eating habits for your kids? Like, how does one choose that? Because I feel like it's such a slippery slope because you don't want to be too crazy. But then you also, like, you're their parent. So it's like, how do you approach that? Or, like, is it not really a thing yet?
It's not a thing yet. I've had to have conversations with family members about how they give the other kids candy and soda all the time, and had to say, like, don't be doing that to him. Cause
isn't he like a baby?
He's a year old plus, you know, a few weeks now, but, I know that one of the other kids got candy and soda way too early, and now she's addicted to it.
Oh yeah,
that's the best way to put it.
It's tough, man. I'm still dealing with like a sugar addiction. Like, I don't know how like kids do it, because it's like, dude, it's like I like literally, if there's candy in the house, like I will wake up in the middle of the night and like go eat it.
Right.
Like it's I know it's there, and it's just like it's fucking brutal.
Right, and I mean, if I ever get candy for her and I, it's only like one or two like little pieces. I don't buy bags of it anymore because it.
Yeah, you know, that's like super smart though, because it's like, why buy a bag of candy? Like, we all do this shit. Like, yeah. We're just like, I'm just gonna buy it because it's only like $4 or whatever. And it's like, no, like, it's so stupid. Just like buy like one candy bar or buy like one baby piece or something. That's a good, it's a good point, TJ. Like, I know that's such common sense, but like, I feel like it's important to hear that shit.
Well, a part of that is self-control. You mean you really have to be in control of yourself to only buy that and then, you know, eat it responsibly, for lack of a better.
Yeah, it's like you can pretend that you have self-control at the beginning and buy a bag of candy and then choose later if you're going to have self-control, or you can like have self-control from the get-go by just buying a small amount. Like, that's kind of brilliant. See, I wouldn't. I would get weird and I'd be like, screw it, I'm going to buy like a whole. Actually, I've been pretty good lately, but like, I would, yeah. I totally would be like, it doesn't matter. And then like, like, and you just go nuts. I like the concept of having a massive hoard of food. Like, I'm not a food hoarder, but like, when purchasing like shit, I'm like, well, if I'm going to do it, like, I'm going to buy a bunch. It's gotten better though. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah, I need.
I don't know. I'm still like the kid thing, man. That's tough.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm working. I'm trying hard to make sure that, you know, stuff doesn't fall towards him. You know what I mean? It's just.
Right.
It's just getting there is the problem.
I bet you could just give him a bunch of like really healthy stuff and just like. Just see if he goes for it.
Well, we've been lucky there because he loves vegetables. So
yeah, that's amazing.
He'll eat peas by like he almost ate a bag of frozen peas. They were cooked, but you
really
know, yeah,
that's amazing. Peas are delicious. They're so good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's I've been careful to eat like every vegetable in front of him. To make sure that he sees it's okay vegetable.
That's
I'm watching.
Like, I never even thought about that. Yeah, you have to like show him that you like it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Every like, since I started dating Rachel and you know, eating dinner with the kids and stuff, I've always eaten everything off of my plate.
Just, oh nice. Yeah, like.
If anything, just to show that you know you can eat everything. Everything's good.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then I found $20.
Then I found $20. I love it. I think this is a really great chat.
It has been. Now you got me looking up that coffee that you were talking about earlier, by the way.
Killer beans?
Yeah.
I'll bring you some, man. I got a bunch. I like to do some trades.
Yeah, I'll give you
that Tanzania. The one I'm drinking now is a Tanzania Peabody or something, or
Peaberry.
I don't know. That Peaberry, dude. It's
coffee
fucking amazing.
Smells,
it smells so good.
So good. Like, it smells insane. Like, it is so incredibly. Like, it. I haven't. Like, I've tried. It's good too. Like, I like it, but like the smell alone is phenomenal. And like, I don't understand. Like, because all coffee smells good, but that shit smells like incredible.
Well, that's a dark roast, it seems. I wanted to, I was going to make my own cold brew because that's something I've gotten into recently.
Oh, and it's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the reason I was going to get a coffee grinder is because, like, you're supposed to only chop it up so much and then
So you can do that with, like, a one. You just have to, like, do it. You just have to kind of, like you just push it a couple times, you know what I mean? There's like literally like it'll be like, all right, like hit it like 5 times or like 20 seconds or something like that,
right? Yeah, you just it's only supposed to be coarse or whatever.
Yeah, you just like zap it.
Yeah Been getting really bad heartburn lately too, so maybe I need to cool on the coffee
or just take some medicine for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. You totally just take medicine.
Yeah.
Hey.
I did it, did it, did it.
Bow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, now I'm looking up Cold
Brew. I wonder if we won best bar. I forgot to vote. If we didn't, it's because of me.
What bar?
Oh, yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah, dude.
Best bar?
Yeah, Champs is going for best bar.
Okay. I didn't know that. I would have known. I would have voted for them. Except for it's not McGarvey's, so. McGarvey's would have been voted for best bar.
Yeah. You got to tweet, like, we're Joe Jonas is on it. He's got our back.
Oh, so okay.
Lady Santa.
Right, because they both were there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'd heard. Oh, we didn't talk about, maybe we should have talked about that. Hell.
What's that?
Joe Jonas was at Champs in State College.
But yeah, I'm like, that was kind of pissed off because I missed Sansa Stark, but it's fine.
That's Maisie Williams, right? Is that her name?
No.
No.
Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner, close. Okay.
Their sister's on the show. You did okay.
Yeah. I knew that much at least.
Yeah. Eddie, what do you know about that? Nobody told me that he was there.
That's all I heard.
Yeah, they didn't tell anybody. It was a big secret. Their manager's from State College. So that's why he comes. And then Joe Jonas had his 21st birthday here. Like the first, and I think Champs, and he had like the best time in the world, and like Champs is like his favorite bar. So there's like a March Madness like bracket thing going on for the best bar in the country,
right?
And we've been like tweeting about it and stuff like that.
Aha, uh-huh. I see.
So that's what's been going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But so, that's pretty much it.
And then I found $20.
And then I found $20.
All right. Do we want to call it?
Yeah, let's call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one.
Thanks, Chris, for joining.
Yep.
Usual.
What a douche.
Follow us on social media. We still don't have a Facebook page, and I'm going to be working on it here shortly, I guess. Do you have a logo, cool. Eddie, for us, Eddie?
I can do it.
Okay. I mean, I have the one that I made for the podcast, but I kind of stole that from somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
But, there'll be a Facebook page soon. Follow Fadehawk Radio Facebook for now. Follow it anyway, because eventually there'll be more shows when we figure that out.
Yeah. Oh, man, we're taking on... East Carolina University. That's who's, like, going against us.
Ooh, those bastards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, East Carolina's not even a real state.
That's true.
It's not North or South.
Mm-hmm.
Those are only two Carolinas. Fake-ass... East Carolina.
Yeah.
All right. Go to Casper Mattresses. Put in the code $20. They won't give you any discounts, but hey, worth trying. go to Badger and Hound to get your haircut. Let's see. Do we have any sponsors? We don't have any sponsors.
Yeah, no. We just got a sponsor. It's Jim's Bikini Waxing by Steve, and it's downtown. If you go down Kelly Alley and you make a left by the cigar den and you go into the second level of the parking garage, they're there. It's Steve is the guy, but it is called Jim's, but it's G-Y-M as in like a gym. He is there with all your hair removal needs.
Right.
They are offering a special. I believe it is 32 for a full bikini wax. And if you need anal, you know, anal waxing or bleaching, it's an additional 18 to 25.
Well, I mean, depends on the size of the asshole, right?
Yeah, and if you tell him, but if you tell him you found $20, he will charge you $20 extra.
Yeah.
I think there was one more. Wasn't there like Old Roy's Steakhouse and Grill? You remember that one, Eddie? Was that one?
Yeah, that was one.
Yeah, sure. He does all found corpses of animals and potentially people, and he just serves them up right, home style, with a side of mashed potatoes and chocolate milk, just like mom would want you to have them. They are open 24/7. They are in Howard, PA. If you go to the Brothers Pizza and you just keep going, you will see it on your left. They have an old like can hanging out front. You just go there and you just drive past the mailboxes, and it's right there. Make sure you try the biscuits on Sunday.
Yeah.
And if you tell them you found $20, they will charge you $20 extra.
Yes.
Correct.
That's our promo code. You just have to pay our sponsors $20 extra. That's technically how sponsorships should work, right?
Tell them you heard about us on the podcast, and then hand them $20.
Yeah, just give them $20, and then they'll give us 10 of that.
Total bed.
Then they should give us 10 of that.
We should get a Patreon up and running, and it'll only be $20. Like you have to.
That's the only level. $20.
It's just $20.
Oh my god. We should do $20 a month, and we send you, like, if you donate $20 a month, we send you $10 a month back. that's your sponsorship level.
No, you have to send us 60 to donate 40, because then we send you $20 like at some point so that you can find $20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. I remember I had the idea of just setting up a Patreon, and then if you paid $80, I would put the episodes on a cassette tape and send them to you.
Yeah.
You should definitely do that. I'd pay for that.
You know how hard cassette tapes are to fucking get, though?
Yeah, I know.
I have a box of blank white cassette tapes somewhere.
Ooh.
But they're probably all fucking rotted. Ooh.
They're probably what?
They're probably all rotted, though.
Most likely.
They're like old school blank. They're just a bunch of cassette tapes like in a box.
Can I say I'm glad that trend kind of died out?
Didn't die out.
It did.
People are still making shit on. No, dude. You can still, like, I just saw like Record Store Day. They have like fucking a bunch of tapes you can buy. And it's like, that's not even. I don't. It's Record Store Day. It's in the fucking name.
Yeah. They don't even put, they don't even put cassette tapes in cars anymore. Like, what's the point of listening?
Yeah, they don't even put CD players in cars anymore.
Mine has one. My new car.
Oh.
But
oh my god, your new car is so nice.
I know, right? If I wasn't so nice. Like, if I wasn't engaged, it'd be my new pussy wagon. Ha ha ha.
Pussy wagon.
Because nobody would get in it because they'd think I'm like an old man getting groceries or something.
Kill your bitch wagon, though. So, there you go. One, two, three, four, five.
It's the new bitch wagon.
Bitch wagon!
Da, da, da. All right. My name's TJ Fadehawk.
I'm Eddie Fraud.
I'm Gabby Gabby Haley.
And we found
$20.
And then I found $20.
Oh, okay.
You go ahead.
Oh, and then I found $20?
Yeah. Eddie, you want to do it too? Why not?
No.
All right.
What a bitch. Like, what a bitch he is. He's so bitchy.
I did it. Jesus fucking Christ.
Can you see my bitchy eye roll through the through the recording?
Yeah. Oh, I felt them, dude. We send them to each other. It's fine.
It's okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.